I remember the first time I snapped at her. In front of the whole office, my voice echoed around the room. I wanted to make an example of her, show her and everyone else that I was in charge, that I was the alpha male, that no one should ever dare question my authority. I remember how my employees looked down at their feet, shuffled around. This wasn't the first time I'd screamed at someone because of a mistake. They'd all been there, every one of them. I'd done the same to them all. The expensive suits, the way I carried myself. I'm a man who demands perfection at all times, in all aspects of my life. I'm better than all of them. I'm better than her, and I want her to know it. I threw the papers down onto her desk and stormed away, back into my office. The tension hung in the air. I returned to my desk, knowing she's sitting at hers, trying to compose herself. I bury myself in my work. I've made my point. She comes into my office later, slowly closing the door behind her, clicking it shut. I remember her walking to me, head down, shy and small. I waved her over, not bothering to look up from my work. She doesn't deserve even a tiny shred of respect from someone like me. I want her to know that. I want her to know what I think of her. She stands in front of my desk. I finally look up. I don't look her in the eye. Of course I don't. But I look her over, her body. I know what she thinks is about to happen. She knows exactly what's going through my mind. I stand up, walk around to where she's standing. I look down at her. I tower over her. I can smell her. I want her to quiver with fear. I want to intimidate her. I want to show her exactly who's in charge here. I want to show her her place. I want her. She lowers her eyes. Then she runs her hand up my thigh, resting her palm on my cock. She knows this has happened before. So many girls before her came into my office, desperate to please me, to make me happy by any means necessary. So many had gotten on their knees, took me into their mouth, sucked me, fucked me, did whatever I wanted, all in an effort to satisfy me. To be praised by me, to be rewarded with some shred of acknowledgement of a job well done. I thought about all those girls when she yanked my belt open and reached into my pants. I pictured how I used them all, how I treated them, the way I was going to treat her, right here, right now. I expect her hand to go to my cock, her fingers to wrap around it, and start tugging hard. That's how it always started every other time this happened before. All those soft little hands wrapped around my cock, making me feel good. But that isn't what happens. She must have remembered it all. All the yelling, the tantrums, every evil look and sarcastic comment as her hand closes around my balls. I gasped, started to speak, and she clamped her grip tighter. She took my fucking breath away, digging her nails into that delicate flesh. She looks up into my eyes. She had to have seen it. Behind the shock, behind the anger at her defiance, she could see how much I've been waiting for this, how much I wanted it, how much it excited me. She drove her nails even deeper, twisted me, and my body tensed and bent. Her eyes met mine, and she slapped my cheek, hard and swift. The crack and suddenness of it made me pull back, but her grip held firm, and it only ended up causing me more pain. But it excited me. I could feel my cock growing, hard and thick. She knew how much I wanted this. She tugged downward, forcing me to bow, to lower myself before her. She brought her lips to my ear. "You're my bitch now," she said. I didn't fight her, didn't struggle. I wanted this. I needed it. That didn't matter. This was what she wanted. She was going to show me exactly what I really was. She yanked down hard again, squeezed and twisted. I gasped and moaned, but I was all hers, all of me. She had me in the palm of her hand. She looked deep into my eyes. This is what you fucking wanted, isn't it, you little slut? Please, I whispered back. Get your fucking clothes off and get on your knees, bitch, she demanded. I do as I'm told. I push my pants down, kicking them aside. Then pulled my shirt off over my head, tossed my tie roughly to the side. I hooked my thumbs into my tight boxer briefs and lowered them. Then I kneeled at her feet. She walked past me and took a seat in my big leather chair. She snapped her fingers and called out a single word, "Here." I crawled over and stopped just in front of her, kneeling and waiting for her next command. Get your hand on that cock. Stroke for me. Do you understand? That's for me. All I want is for you to rub that pathetic little toy. Don't you dare come. Don't you dare even think about coming. You get nothing. You get no relief. You haven't earned anything. You've treated people poorly, and now it's your turn to suffer. She sat in my chair and looked down at me. I kneeled between her legs, my hand wrapped around my cock, the thing I thought made me so powerful, and I stroked it. I couldn't help myself. I whimpered as I played with it for her enjoyment, knowing I would get only frustration and nothing else. She wanted me to feel that humiliation I had brought to so many before. You like being naked, don't you? Such a good boy, doing exactly as you're told. On your fucking knees like a good little bitch. So pretty down there where you fucking belong. Do you know what I'm going to do with you? I bet you'd love to know, wouldn't you? Say it. Say, please, beg me to tell you. And I do. I stroke my cock and look down at the floor, ashamed of how much I need this. I beg like a good dog, hungry and eager. I plead for it. I can feel the pre-cum leaking out of me, dripping to the floor. I'm making a mess, and she tells me to lower my head into the puddle. I do, without hesitation. She rests her feet between my shoulder blades and makes herself comfortable. Then she describes how she'd use me. I'd keep you bare. On display, all except for that tie. I'd use that as your leash. Every dog needs a leash, don't they? I'd make you follow me on your hands and knees, make you crawl after me. We'd go for a walk, you and I, out into the office. I want them all to see you like this. I want them all to see just how small and weak you really are. Everyone that you screamed at, belittled, I want them to see your true nature, who you really are, what you really are. I want you to crawl past them each. I want them all to look down at you, point, and laugh. I want them to see how hard your cock is when you're treated like this. I want them to see exactly how much you love it. I'm stroking harder now. Reaching back between my legs and tugging frantically on my cock. I know she can hear me moan. Even all the way down with my face against the floor. She tells me to stop. To fetch my belt. To bring it to her in my teeth. I do all of it without hesitation. I crawl on all fours to her. And offer her the leather, my eyes desperate for some sign that I've pleased her. She doesn't give me the satisfaction. She slaps me hard against the cheek again, leaving a red mark. She grabs a handful of my hair and shoves my face back to the floor. Then she makes herself comfortable. She eases back into my chair, but not before she brings the leather of my finely crafted belt across the flesh between my shoulder blades. Then, again, she lashes me and hears me whimper. She tells me what a whore I am. What a needy, pathetic little bitch. She leaves my back covered in long red marks. She asks me if I want her to continue describing how she'd use me. "Yes, ma'am," I whisper desperately. "Stroke that dick, bitch. Stroke that pathetic twig between your legs, and I'll tell you." My hand is on my cock instantly, and she tells me to slow down, to appreciate that she's allowing this. She tells me to thank her for the pleasure. She watches as my whole body tenses. I'm so close to the edge. I'm not used to being denied. My whole body is responding to it. She reminds me that if I come without permission, this will be the last time this happens. She will never come in here again and use me like this. I nod my head. I'm hooked already. The whole office, everyone just outside that door, they'll get to use you, whip you, beat you, tell you how pathetic and worthless you are, how small, how weak. They'll use your mouth if they want. They'll fuck you in the ass. Would you like that? Would you like if all those small women that you've abused bent you over and fucked that tight asshole of yours? If they pounded you, made you squirm, fucked your ass with whatever tool they had laying around, you'd love that, wouldn't you? To be used, violated, shown exactly what they think of you. I'm struggling to keep from coming now. I'm fighting it, but I can tell it's building up inside. I'm nearly at the point of no return. She lashes at my back with my belt and continues. You think you're a big man, don't you? So important. You're nothing. Look at you, on all fours, naked, head against the floor at my feet. This is who you really are. Deep down, you've always known it. You're small and weak and pathetic. You aren't important. You're nothing. That mouth is useless unless it's servicing your superiors, your betters. And that little thing you call a cock? See how easy I made it hard? How close you are to coming? It's just a tool to be used. That's all. Your manhood? It's pathetic. All it's good for is making me feel good. That's its true purpose. Your true purpose. And I want it hard at my command. I'm going to train it to please me. You're going to belong to me. She doesn't let me come. She stands up, leaves me there. She tells me to stay in position, to wait for her, no matter how long. And she knows I will. She knows I'll be a good boy for her. And now, whenever my office door closes behind us, everything changes. She does her work sitting in my chair, using my nude body as a footrest. She digs her heels into my flesh, listening to me moan and whimper. When she gets frustrated, she snaps her fingers and uses my mouth. She grabs a handful of my hair, and she rides my face. I'm her little plaything. Sometimes, she uses my thick, hard cock to get off. Then, back under the desk I go, naked, pre-cum, dripping from my frustrated dick, waiting until she's ready to use me again, to remind me of my place, to show me exactly what I am. And she keeps me right there, at her feet, at her fingertips. Her bitch, her property, hers.